Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here, New Year's Eve. 2020, the last day of 2020, 13 minutes past the hour, the year we thought would never end in a lot of people's opinions. Now, I do want to remind everybody again that there's going to be a tribute to Martha Douse today. It will be here in downtown Marion in front of the Brickyard and topped on Main Street. You will want to arrive at this event by 1:45. Take your places at 1:55, and at 2 o'clock, the Cupid Shuffle will begin, along with some other line dances. Wear red or black to this event, and the streets will reopen at 3 o'clock today. A tribute to Martha Douse. 740-383-9944. Before we went to break here, we were talking about New Year's resolutions, and we were talking about me coming in this morning and finding that the studio was a little bit of a wreck this morning. And why do people do that? Why don't people clean up after themselves? It's a very strange thing. I don't, and again, I don't even know who to blame in this matter, because there were several people here yesterday after I left, so I'm not even sure who did it. But I just wonder why is that a thing? Why can people not clean up after themselves? 740-383-9944. Now, I also understand that people have started to get their stimulus checks. Now, I don't know if a lot of people got them, and I'm not even sure how that's being done this time. I know it goes directly into your checking account if that's how you had your taxes deposited. Has anybody out there got their $600 stimulus check? I'm trying to remember how it went the first time, when it was passed, and how long it took to get the checks. I don't think it took a whole big long time. I remember it came fairly quickly. But has anybody got their stimulus check? 740-383-9944. It certainly has been passed at this particular point. And hopefully people are getting the relief they need. Nothing has come pretty much since the month of April. And after December, it's very hard for people to get back on their feet. In a normal year, it's very hard to get back on your feet after December and Christmas for a lot of people, because they spend like crazy. Have you ever noticed how people during the Christmas holiday, right up through the 25th, they say, well, it's Christmas, and they spend money and they do all these things they normally would not do. And then the light of day comes and December 26th comes, and here we are in a little bit of debt. And then your mortgage payment or your rent payment or your utility bills come in January, and you're a little bit behind. That's kind of how it works every year. But, hey, that's life. That's the way it goes. 740-383-9944. Does anybody have a New Year's resolution they would like to talk about? Or do you understand why people do not clean up after themselves on a regular basis? This I don't get. And you know what? Again, this is one of those things, and we've talked about these things all year round. It's not about you. You know, if you inside your house are living alone and you want to leave trash everywhere, you know, that's on you, I guess. If you want trash everywhere, that's how you want to live. Go ahead. I don't think anybody should judge the inside of your home. But when you're in a public place that you know other people are coming in and out of, and you know other people use, now don't treat that like your bedroom. Don't treat that like your living room, if that indeed is how you live. It comes to having a little bit of the word would typically be respect, but I don't think that's really what we're talking about here. I think we're talking more about courtesy, having a little courtesy for other people, because you know they're going to have to clean it up. See, that's what I don't like about it. Because if you leave things a wreck, you know you're not coming back to clean it up. So you know somebody else is going to have to do it. Now, you might not process it that way in your brain, but that's really what's going to happen. Somebody else has to clean up after you. And I'm not sure that's really the right thing to be doing, because I don't want people cleaning up after me. So why should I have to clean up after other people? So you can really tell this got on my nerves this morning. I just could not believe, and like I say, it wasn't a super huge mess. For the most part, I have cleaned it up. I just could not imagine walking into the studio and finding all that chairs out of place and the trash bag overflowing and Christmas decorations knocked over and microphones strung all over the place. I don't understand that. I don't know. Am I harping too much on this? Because I could be harping too much on this. 740-383-9944. Now, it was quite possible that we were going to have some guests here this morning, but it doesn't look like that's happening, because we are now 19 minutes into this hour, and last week those guests were here pretty much, well, I think they came during the break. I think it was during the 9 o'clock break. So who knows, but time is ticking on at this particular point. So who knows if we will see or hear from these people before we wrap up our last morning program of 2020. Does anybody have any big plans tonight? Any big plans tomorrow? Anything out of the ordinary? Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. Did you get your stimulus check? You know, that would make people very happy as we leave the year of 2020 if they got their stimulus check. I think that certainly would put people in a good mood. And I don't know, you know, because pretty much 2021 is going to be how we left 2020, except the holidays will not be going on. We won't have Thanksgiving, we won't have Christmas, we won't have New Year's, we won't have Halloween to deal with. So there won't be these great big activities. So, you know, how will we treat the month of January? I don't know. We've never had a pandemic in January. Maybe people will stay home more than they already do in the month of January. But have you been in the stores, by the way? Go to the stores. See all the Valentine's Day stuff that's already out. You know, Valentine's Day, I don't know how. It's not a holiday. I don't know how that became such a big thing. But Valentine's Day is huge. I mean, you walk up and down the aisles of these stores, it is right there with Halloween and Thanksgiving and Christmas. You know, New Year's really does not get a whole lot of attention. There might be a few racks in the stores celebrating New Year's, but it's so close to Christmas, there's not really time to market it. And Thanksgiving, there's not really a whole lot of marketing that goes into Thanksgiving, because it's not a very commercial holiday. But boy, St. Patrick's Day, or St. Patrick's Day, Valentine's Day, but they do things for St. Patrick's Day as well. Valentine's Day, there is pink and red everywhere. Go ahead, caller.
Stimulus schmimulus. I'm waiting on tax time.
Oh, that's, well, you know what? That's right.
As soon as we throw the wrapping paper away and take the tree down, I'm like, all right, where's my W-2?
Well, what is it? Employers have till the last day of January to send out the W-2?
You know it.
Yeah, yeah. So, is it going to be a big tax year for you?
No, as a matter of fact, the last of my kids is 16, and then the older three have moved out. So, my baby is 16, and this will be the last person I can claim. So, this is sort of like a tribute to all the former tax years where I was raking in the dough. It's kind of sad, because now I'm really going to get what everybody gets, you know, from here on out, that don't have kids.
Now, what Fuck. Well, you know, is it really all that much more? Because I don't have kids.
When you have kids?
Well, see, I don't have kids.
No, I want to answer the question correctly. So, did I hear you? You're saying,
well,
here's more when you have kids?
Well,
is that
what because,
you're saying?
Yeah, because my theory...
Heck yeah.
Okay, but here's my theory on this. Because now so many people are divorced, and I don't know how that works with a child.
I think, like, well, I wasn't married when I had my kids. Dad, Sarah. But if you're married, I think they pepper that into the divorce decree. And I think it's like you guys share every other year.
Well, then the other thing I always think about is I don't have a kid, so I don't have to feed a kid.
Well, that is all the more reason to go out and have one.
Well, is that what it is? Is it
just
the
kidding.
But, you know, no, I mean, I think about, you know, you've got to clothe the kid, you got to feed the kid, the kid has a birthday, the kid has Christmas. I mean, I think you're probably spending a lot more money on that kid than I mean, I don't know how much you get for a kid stimulus-wise. Or tax-wise. See, stimulus is on the brain.
Well, I think it changes every year, but it's usually upwards of $1,000.
Really? So for a kid, you get $1,000 tax return?
It might even be more. Like, maybe even $1,200 or $1,500. It's a chunk.
Really? I did not realize it was that big. But does it balance
now,
out?
There's something, I think there's something, there's a limit on it. Like, you only get the child tax credit for, like, two or three kids. Like, so if you had 12 kids, you need not think that this is a get-rich-quick program.
But you know what? Here's the thing, though, and I'm not saying people don't spend their money wisely, but if people are getting that kind of money in a tax return, why are they always broke when summer comes around?
God, money brings out the craziness in people. Do you know how many times, because I've always worked, I've never not worked, do you know how many times I've been at jobs and I've seen people literally quit their job because they got an $8,000, $9,000, or $10,000 income tax return, and I'm just over here shaking my head, like, you know, I'm not saying that I'm gonna spend it, you know, just exactly down to the nickel and dime how I should, but I was never not quitting no job.
Well, I don't know. You know, last year was a real interesting thing for me because I saw somebody. Now, this is a single person who has kids, and I saw them get a tax return, and obviously they probably got a pretty good tax return because of the kid, two kids. They got a stimulus check, and obviously that was bigger because of the kids. They got some other money, and yet they were still always poverty-ridden, flat broke by the time July came
about. You had talked about something maybe like a week or two ago. I heard you say, I think it was you, said that it was either you or another show on the station, said that there's an idea or a theory that if you took all the wealth and distributed it evenly among all the people, that within like 3 to 5 years, the rich would be like on the fast track to becoming rich again because they're good with money, and the poor people will go right back to being poor. Like, you're either good with money or you ain't good.
Well, but isn't that the same with everything? See, this is
it
what...
It really is.
Well, see, but this is what I always say about personality, too. You know, if you are around somebody, whether it's a relationship or a friendship, and that comes to an end because you can't stand them anymore because maybe they're doing something you don't like, when they go on to somebody else, a lot of times you will get jealous. But the truth is, that person is getting the same problems you could not stand anymore. People don't change.
I mean, sometimes they do. It's not, but you're, I mean, I think it's a rarity. I am with you. I'm not arguing with you. I think people get set in their ways, and there comes a point in time when your life will change so much harder. Like, you just are who you are. You know what I mean?
Well, all I know is I know that, you know, there are just certain people who have a certain way in life. And I don't think it changes because somebody else comes into their life. I don't think somebody comes into your life and all of a sudden, holy moly, I have to change my whole personality. I don't think that happens.
I think people underestimate just how hard change is. I mean, whether it be like to discipline yourself to lose weight or to save money or anything. I mean, honestly, people struggle with willpower and discipline. And it's like, well, we go to more enemies, you know. Well, the problems people have, they brought on themselves.
Well, change is hard. What are you doing for the new year?
Probably just chilling at the house, Netflix. Nothing. I have no life. God, I'm lame.
Now, are the kids going to be around?
They might mosey in and out to say hi.
No. So, are you going to eat the pork and sauerkraut tomorrow?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a long-standing tradition.
Now, do you do...
I love that dinner anyway. I could eat that all the time.
Now, do you do pork chops or pork roast or...
Chops.
Boneless?
well, whatever I can find.
Whatever you can find.
Or well, whatever, Steve.
Well, I do.
I haven't got my stew.
Well, I do. Pork is cheap right now. I've noticed that. They mark it way down for the New Year's holiday.
Yeah. Well, you said you have that meal?
Yeah, I will have that tomorrow. I didn't have it last year, oddly enough. I don't remember why I didn't have it, but I definitely am going to have it this year.
Hmm, yep. It's a good din-din.
So we'll see how it all shakes out. Well, Happy New Year!
Same to you, Scott. Have a good show.
You too. Bye-bye. I wish you a good show. Have a good show. You know, change is an interesting thing. I don't know if people change or not. I really don't. I hope them to, and I hope they do, but I don't know if they do. I think people are pretty much set in their ways. I think sometimes you get a kind of a phony version of people when you first meet them because they're trying to put on a little bit of show for you, but eventually that wears off. That wears off, and then you find the real person under there somewhere. You know, I always think about this, and this is an awful thing to think, but anytime somebody, something doesn't work out for them, in the back of my mind, I always think, you know, there had to be a reason. Something happened. Now, sometimes it is totally on the other person. It's not about that person at all. And sometimes people just click better than other people. But we all know those personalities that are just... You know, the personality I'm thinking of is the one that's constantly in trouble. Everything is the end of the world. You know these people, don't you? Everything is the end of the world. I'm out of money. I'm out of time. My life's depressing. Everything is awful. You know these people. And that never changes. You might think it changes, but it doesn't. Give it time. It'll be back. 740-383-9944. And give me a buzz here, and we can discuss New Year's resolutions. What are you doing for New Year's? Are you having your pork and sauerkraut tomorrow? What do you make of stimulus? Stimulus time. We're in the middle of stimulus time now. Waited an awful long time for this. People waited quite a while to get their stimulus checks. Give me a buzz if you got yours. Be interested to know. 740-383-9944. Looking back on the year, that was 2020. The year of a presidential election. The year of the pandemic. The year that people had to change, whether you liked it or not. You know, I think about business owners, too. I think about business owners who in the beginning of the year thought everything was okay, and boy, 2020 is going to be the best year I've ever had, and now a lot of those businesses no longer exist. And that's sad. But you never know what's around the corner. See, this is really how we should live our lives. You never know. There are some things that are just going to be completely out of your control. Nothing you can do about it. So, I think 2020 taught that lesson to a lot of people. And I think this is where people became a little angry. I think this is where the anger of 2020 happened, was that people don't like to be told what to do. And this was one of those years where people were told what to do. And I'm sure they did not like it. But when you really think about it, you're told what to do all the time. You know, you have to drive a certain speed limit. You have to have insurance on your car. You've got to dress a certain way when you go to the public places. You can't wear certain clothes in public places. You've got to, when you work at certain places, you've got to dress a certain way. A lot of people have to wear uniforms. It's not like we're not told all the time what to do. You know, there are just rules of life if you're out in public. So I'm not really sure what the big hubbub was about with the changes that came along with the pandemic, because it was just an adjustment of the rules. And we have to adjust the rules all the time. I mean, when you really think about it, there was no law on the books years ago about texting while driving, because there was no such thing as texting. So why would you have a rule about that? Well, enough people were killed or were killing other people while texting and driving that now, you know, that is a law. You can't do that. I think it's a secondary offense, but it is there. You can be ticketed for it now. There was a time where you didn't have to wear a seatbelt, where that was not a law. And then we were finding that seatbelts helped. So now that became a secondary offense. If there were no alcohol, we would not need a law to not drink and drive. But because there is alcohol and people choose to drink and drive, there's a law preventing that. It's just, you know, laws come about because of need. Nobody ever sat down and made a law just to make a law. Think of any law or think of any rule that we have that just came about because somebody wanted to make it. It's always brought about because we cannot police ourselves. That's a big problem. If everybody did what they were supposed to do, we wouldn't have to worry about the laws. But people don't. Sometimes you have to force people. And that's the unfortunate part. And I really do believe, if you go back and look at the history of this pandemic, if you go back to March, nobody was being forced to wear masks in March. Nobody was being forced to do anything, really. It was when people were given freedom to do whatever you want that people chose not to do certain things. And then things got worse. And then change had to happen. Then they had to bring in the heavy-handedness. You know, if the hospitals had not filled up and people had done the right thing, I don't think people would have put more rules in place. I don't think there would be a curfew. I don't think there would be a mask rule. I don't think that stuff would have happened if people had just followed the rules in the beginning. But sometimes you have to force people. That's the way it goes. Does anybody have an opinion? 35 minutes past the hour here, 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. New Year's Eve, 2020, 740-383-9944. Certainly would love to hear from you and your opinion on a lot of the subjects that we are covering this morning. And there are a lot of them. But they need to be covered because it was a very unique year. And that's what we do on the last day of the year. We reflect back on the year that was. And I certainly appreciate the people who have stuck with this station every morning and had fun with us all year round. 740-383-9944. Now, because we're not doing shows on Friday, because of New Year's Day, we will not be in tomorrow. I do have some New Year's Family Feud questions. So maybe we'll do a little bit of this here in the remaining 24 minutes. Let's see here. Okay, well, this question only has four answers. All right, here we go. Name a popular New Year's resolution. We've only got four. Name a popular New Year's resolution. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We've got four big answers here. Name a popular New Year's resolution. With 23 minutes left in the hour. 740-383-9944. A popular New Year's resolution. New Year's family feud, as it were. Go ahead, caller.
Lose weight.
Lose weight, number one answer. 86 people. Thank you.
Okay.
Lose weight is the number one answer. Absolutely. Name a popular New Year's resolution. A popular New Year's resolution. Lose weight is number one. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz here. Go ahead, caller.
To lose weight.
Lose weight, number one answer. You got it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Lose weight is definitely the number one answer on our list today. 86 people said to lose weight. All right, we've got three other answers here, 2, 3, and 4. Name a popular New Year's resolution. Does anybody have another popular New Year's resolution other than to lose weight? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Approaching 39 minutes past the hour here on this New Year's Eve, 2020. The Family Feud category is name a popular New Year's resolution. Lose weight, number one. What are the other three? I think we talked about one of the other three earlier this morning. One of these is kind of interesting. I really have never heard this one. But the other one was a very common answer. So the Family Feud category here this morning, name a popular New Year's resolution. Now, lose weight is number one. What are the other three? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Well, maybe we have everybody stumped this morning. You know, it is New Year's Eve. People are reeling from the year that was. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, I think it would be to get out of debt.
Get out of debt. That's a good one. Not on the list, but a good answer nonetheless.
Okay. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. Get out of debt is a very good answer, but not on our list today. All right. Name a popular New Year's resolution. A popular New Year's resolution. That's what we're looking for here. Lose weight is the number one answer, but there are three other answers on the big board today. Go ahead, caller.
To get organized.
To get organized. You know, that's not on the list, but it certainly is a good New Year's resolution to make.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye. To get organized is not on the list, but not a bad New Year's resolution to make at all. A lot of people need to get organized in the new year that's ahead of us. All right, name a popular New Year's resolution. A popular New Year's resolution. Three still remain on our list today. Go ahead, caller.
Quit drinking.
Quit drinking. You know, that's a good one, too. Not on the list, though.
How about quit smoking?
Quit smoking. Stop smoking, number two on the list. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
To stop smoking is number two on our list today. So, the number one New Year's resolution was to lose weight. Number two is to stop smoking. We still have two answers left on the board. Go ahead, caller.
One that hits close to home with me. Don't ever let anyone tell you that New Year's resolutions are a joke, because I quit smoking 10 years ago on a New Year's resolution.
How'd you do it?
Cold turkey.
Just cold turkey, just stopped.
Yep.
How hard was it?
Honestly, because I've always wanted to lose weight too, and when I compared the two, I think it was easier, because when you smoke, you're a smoker. Then when you don't smoke, you're not a smoker. It's just you do it or you don't. With the weight loss, you still have to do what it is that you're not good at. So that's kind of tricky. The cigarettes, I just got rid of all my ashtrays, hung up a bunch of air fresheners, chewed a bunch of gum, and I just told myself you don't smoke anymore.
And you got through it.
Yep. So is that on the list?
That number two on the list. Stop smoking.
Hot diggity.
Thank you. Yes, stop smoking is number two on the list. All right, we've got two left. We've got lose weight, number one. To stop smoking is number two. What are the other New Year's resolutions? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name a popular New Year's resolution. Lose weight one, stop smoking number two. What are the other two answers? 43 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. Lose weight, number one. Stop smoking, number two. What are the other two answers? Go ahead, caller.
How about exercise more?
Exercise, number three on the list. You've got it.
All right.
Thank you. All right, now we have went down to number three on the list. Lose weight, stop smoking, and exercise, all on the list today. Go ahead, caller.
Exercise more.
Exercise number three on the list. You got it.
Thank you.
Exercise does show up at number three on the list today. So we've got lose weight is number one, stop smoking number two, exercise number three on the list. All right, what is the final New Year's resolution that we are missing here? Name a popular New Year's resolution. Lose weight, stop smoking, and exercise. What is the fourth answer? One left. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What is the New Year's resolution that we are missing? And it is number four on the list. Remember, by the way, if the phone line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on trying back in. Name a popular New Year's resolution. Lose weight, clocks in at number one. Stop smoking, clocks in at number two. Exercise, clocks in at number three. What is the fourth answer? Does anybody know? The fourth most popular New Year's resolution. 740-383-9944. We've got 15 minutes left in the program today. Does anybody know what that final New Year's resolution might be? 740-383-9944. This is the one, I mean, I guess I've probably heard this in the past, but not as a big one. Go ahead, caller.
How about save money?
Save money. You know, it's a something people certainly should do, but not on the list.
Alrighty, thank you.
Good guess. Bye-bye. Saving money, not on the list. Definitely something people should try to do, but does not make our list today. Name a popular New Year's resolution. Lose weight, stop smoking, and exercise, all on the list. What is the fourth answer? Does anybody know what the fourth answer would be today? I have heard people say this. It's not something you hear. It's not as common as exercise or stopping smoking or losing weight, but it is a change. So what is our final New Year's resolution on the list today? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. Name a popular New Year's resolution. What is the fourth one? Does anybody know? I don't know. I don't know if we'll get this one or not. I'm sure somebody could go deep into the recesses of their mind and pull it out. Let's see if we get it here. Go ahead, caller.
How about organize? Get organized.
You know, get organized is a good one and definitely something most people should do, but not on the list today.
All right. Thanks again.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Getting organized, not on our list today. How about that? No getting organized. What is that fourth answer that is eluding us on the big list today? Remember, the category this morning, New Year's resolutions. There's only four answers. We've got three of them. Name a popular New Year's resolution. Lose weight, number one. Stopping smoking, number two. Exercise is number three. What is the fourth answer? What is a good New Year's resolution to make at the beginning of the year, which will be tomorrow, 2021? The fourth most popular New Year's resolution. Are we going to get it here? 740-383-9944. Let's see if this is the answer coming down the pike. Go ahead, caller.
Be kinder.
Be kind. We all should do that. Not on the list, but a good guess. To be more kind, I think we all should practice that maybe all year round. Doesn't make the list today, but what is that fourth answer? Fourth most popular New Year's resolution. What is it? Go ahead, caller.
Save money.
Save money. Good guess. Not on the list. Saving money does not make the list today. Name a popular New Year's resolution. What is the fourth most popular New Year's resolution? Losing weight, stop smoking, exercise. Those are one, two, and three. But what is number four? What is the fourth answer that we do not have today? 49 minutes past the hour here. We've got about 11 minutes before the top of the hour. Name a popular New Year's resolution. What are we not getting? 740-383-9944. We want to know. Inquiring minds want to know the answer to this. Lose weight. 86 people said lose weight. 6 people said stop smoking. 6 people said exercise. What's the final one? Go ahead, caller.
Go to church.
Go to church. That's a good one to have. Not on the list, but a good resolution. To go to church, a good New Year's resolution, but not on the list today. All right, name a popular New Year's resolution. I just threw my pen across the room. Name a popular New Year's resolution. Lose weight, stop smoking, exercise. What is number four on the list here? Is anybody going to crack this today? Go ahead, caller.
Get out of debt.
Get out of debt, a good thing to have, but not on the list today. No getting out of debt. A lot of things having to do with money. Let's see if this is the correct answer coming down the pike. Let's go. Go ahead, caller.
Let's try learn a new hobby.
Learn a new hobby. Good guess. Not on the list. No learning of a new hobby today. 740-383-9944. Name a popular New Year's resolution. A popular New Year's resolution. Lose weight, stop smoking, exercise. What is the fourth answer? 51 minutes past the hour here. Are we going to get this answer in 9 minutes? Maybe I'll see if I can get my pen over here that I threw across the room. Okay, got the pen. Hopefully that wasn't too much of a dead spot. All right, name a popular New Year's resolution. 740-383-9944. Time is ticking along this morning. A lot of New Year's resolutions having to do with money, that's for sure, and getting organized. Maybe a lot of people are going to get organized in the new year. That's a nice resolution to have, I think. Go ahead, caller.
How about seek a better career?
You know what? I'll go with that. Get a new job is what it is.
Okay.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Bye.
Yes, the fourth answer is to get a new job. Name a popular New Year's resolution. Number one, lose weight. Number two, to stop smoking. Number three, to exercise. And number four is to get a new job. Those are the top four. All right, let's go on to the next category here. We've got four big answers. Name something people do at exactly 12 a.m. on January 1st. How about this? Name something people do at exactly 12 a.m. on January the 1st. Tonight at 12 a.m., what do people do? Four answers here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name something people do at exactly 12 a.m. on January the 1st. Now, we should be able to get these four answers in the next 7 minutes. This should not be a big problem. Name something people do at exactly 12 a.m. on January the 1st. All right, here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Kiss,
number one answer. Although I don't know you do that during a pandemic.
My dog will be sitting beside me on the couch. There you go.
Thank you.
Up, Rufus.
Number one answer is kiss. All right. Now we've got 2, 3, and 4. What are the 2, 3, and 4 answers here? Let's see what we got. Go ahead, caller.
Take a shot or a toast.
Toast, number 3 on the list. You got it.
Alrighty.
Toast shows up at number 3 on our list. Name something you do at exactly 12 a.m. on January 1st. Kiss is 1. Make a toast is number 3. Go ahead, caller.
Have a toast.
Toast, number 3 on the list. You got it. Have a toast is number 3 on the list. Name something people do at exactly 12 a.m. on January the 1st. Go ahead, caller.
Caller, Happy New Year.
Shout Happy New Year, number 2 on the list. You got it. All right, I thought we'd be able to get through these. We're down to one answer here. What is the final answer? Name something people do at exactly 12 a.m. on January the 1st. Number 1 is kiss. Number 2 is shout Happy New Year. Number 3 is have a toast. What is the number 4 answer? 55 minutes past the hour. 5 minutes left to go here in the program. We got through those first three answers pretty easy. 740-383-9944. Here we go. What is the fourth thing? What do you do at exactly 12 a.m. on January the 1st? Go ahead, caller.
Sing Auld Lang Syne.
You know, not on the list, but a good guess.
Oh, no.
I did not make the list. No singing on the list here. Name something people do at exactly 12 a.m. on January the 1st. This is the category. Kiss, shout Happy New Year, toast. What is the fourth answer? With 4 minutes left to go. Now, we have somebody making guesses on the internet. Now, they just need to call in if they have the right answer. Now, just call on in. You know, it would be your last call of the year with 4 minutes left to go. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you think you have the right answer. Name something people do at exactly 12 a.m. on January the 1st. Here we go. Let's see if this is the correct answer. Go ahead, caller.
Go to bed.
Go to bed. Well, you know, a lot of people do, but not on our list today. Thank you. A lot of people do go to bed. Once the big celebration is over, once the bell tolls midnight, once the ball drops, a lot of people do head off to bed, but that is not our answer. 57 minutes past the hour here. Name something people do at exactly 12 a.m. on January the 1st. 57 minutes past the hour. Now, number one answer was kiss. 82 people said that. Shout Happy New Year. That's number 2. 10 people said that. Toast is number 3. 6 people said that. What is the number 4 answer? What do people do at exactly 12 a.m. on January the 1st. 2.5 minutes left in the program today. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What do people do at exactly 12 a.m.? Go ahead, caller.
Watch the ball drop.
Watch the ball drop. Good guess. Not on the list. No watching of the ball drop, although a lot of people do that. Now, will they do that tonight? Maybe. I don't know. It'll be a little different there in New York City. Name something people do at 12 a.m. on January the 1st. Kiss, shout Happy New Year, have a toast. What is the fourth answer? 740-383-9944. Under 2 minutes left to go in the program today. Are we going to get the answer? Go ahead, caller.
Shoot their gun.
Shoot their gun? Well, people will do that, but it is
not. They're not supposed to, but I know it's against the law.
Yeah, they're not supposed to, but not on the list, but you know people will be doing it. Thank you. No shooting of the gun. That does not make the list today. And by the way, don't do that. If you're thinking about that at midnight tonight, don't shoot your gun. It's illegal. They'll arrest you. You'll spend New Year's Day in the pen. Go ahead, caller.
Make a lot of noise, shoot a gun off or something.
Well, a lot of shooting a gun off. It's not shoot a gun off, but we're close. So keep 1 minute left to go. It's not shoot a gun off, but what do people do at midnight? Not shoot a gun, but there's a lot of ways that people make noise at midnight. Does anybody know what they do? That's kind of where this last answer is. Name something people do at 12 a.m. on January the 1st. Kiss, shout Happy New Year, toast, and what is the final answer? Now, it's not shoot a gun, but it does have to do with making a lot of noise. So what is that answer? Go ahead, caller.
Set off firecrackers.
Not firecrackers. Good
oh,
guess,
my
though.
Gosh.
Firecrackers does not hit here. It's not the firecrackers. 740-383-9944. About 30 seconds left, and then we're going to go with the 10 o'clock show on the air. Glenn Coble will be along with me, and we'll recount the year that was. But what is this final answer here? Let's see if this is it. Has to do with noise. Go ahead, caller.
Shoot fireworks.
Not fireworks. No, it's not fireworks. It does have to do with making noise, but it's not fireworks. It's not a gun. It's not fireworks. What do people do at exactly 12 a.m. on January the 1st that has to do with making noise? I don't know if that's exactly 12 a.m. I don't know. Right at the stroke? I don't know. Maybe. Go ahead, caller.
How about banging pots and pans together?
No pots and pans, but you're close. Close. No banging pots and pans together, but it does have to do with making noise. We'll take one more call here before the break. Name something people do at exactly 12 a.m. on January the 1st. What is it? Has to do with noise. What do we got? Go ahead, caller.
What about noisemakers?
Noisemakers, you've got it. Blow horns and noisemakers, you got
awesome.
It. Thank you. There you go. Name something people do at exactly 12 a.m. on January 1st. Kiss, shout Happy New Year, toast, blow horns, and noisemakers. 15-minute break, and we'll be back. New Year's Eve.
Howie says, now I want to know something right now. He said to the elephant, what are you going to do on my show? Said to the elephant. And then the elephant made a plots, you know. And it's sort of like, sir, would you get somebody clean this up?
Now here's what I know about Ed Sullivan from reading.
Well, Ed Sullivan had his 11th anniversary, and I happened to be on the show. And he says to me, Shecky, you're not going to mess up on his show, are you? I said, no, Mr. I won't, you know. So I said to him, you introduce me. No, he says, what are you going to do? I said, well, you're on 11 years. Introduce me as